Okay, still talking about the weather. Say if it's a day with not too many clouds in the sky, nice and blue, and the sun shining, just kind of the day you like. What kind of day would you call that? It sure is a
beautiful day, clear day.
What about a day that's not so beautiful? It's got a lot of overcast, dark clouds, and that sort of thing. So, well, it looks like it's going to be a
dreary day.
What would you say the weather's doing if the clouds start getting thicker and darker and you figure you're going to get some rain maybe? You say the weather is
clouding up? Getting cloudy?
Sure, all right. Well, what about if if it's been cloudy and the clouds begin to pull away and the sun starts to break through, you say it's
clearing up?
Okay. Say if you get a lot of rain in a short period of time, maybe a couple of inches in just an hour. You'd say you had a regular
gully wash.
Okay.
Rainstorm.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard it called a stump mover or a toad strangler?
I've heard of toad strangler, but not a stump mover.
Okay.
It's a good one. I'll remember it.
What about if you have a lot of lightning popping around? What would you say you're having?
An electrical storm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or say if you just got your clothes up on the line, the wind came along and
blew them.
And the wind has
blown.
And it might
blow.
Okay. What about if the wind is coming from that direction? You'd say it's
from the south.
Okay. What about if it's from between the north and the east? You'd say
northeast, northeasterly.
Okay, what about north and west?
Northwest.
South and east.
Southeast.
And south and west.
Southwest.
Okay. We're talking about the rain, if it's hardly raining at all, just barely enough to get you wet, you say you're having
sprinkling or drizzle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How does shower fit in there?
Well, I think of a shower as being more water than sprinkling, lasting a short while, and
I see. Okay.
Moving on.
Sometimes if you're driving early in the morning, if you come to a low place in the road, you could go through all this stuff you can hardly see through.
Fog.
Yeah, and that would be what kind of day you would be?
Foggy.
Sure, okay. Or say if you've gone for a fairly long time without rain, you're having a
dry spell.
Okay.
Drought.
Right.
We've got it.
Okay. And what about if the wind has been very gentle, but it's gradually getting stronger? You'd say the wind's doing what?
Picking up.
Okay. What if it's the opposite, if it's been very strong, but it's getting more gentle?
Calming.
Okay. What about if you go out in the morning and, it's cool, but it's not uncomfortable. Just kind of invigorating, you know? Just kind of weather that that you like to be out in. You say it's a little bit out here this morning.
Fallish.
Okay.
This one that we hear around here.
Right.
Nippy, mm-hmm. Maybe.
Do you ever hear people say airish?
Yeah, I've heard airish.
Okay. Or if you go outside and there's a light coating of white on the ground, it's not snow, but
frost.
Are some more severe than others?
Well, snow would be more severe than frost, mm-hmm. Wouldn't it?
I mean, like, do you distinguish between different kinds of frosts, like
you have a light frost and a heavy frost. And
do you ever hear people refer to it as a killing frost?
Right, mm-hmm.
They call that
a killing frost.
Okay. Somebody might say that it got so cold last night that the lake
froze.
Mm-hmm.